when Minnesota plays Iowa in football each year. The winning team will hoist a unique trophy for all to see. It's a trophy of a hog, and the story behind it is about a century old. I'll explain next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In 1935, the governors of Iowa and Minnesota wagered a champion hog on the outcome of that year's football game between the state's universities. Iowa lost, and Governor Herring selected a hog from Rosedale Farm in Fort Dodge, Iowa, to be delivered to Minnesota.
They decided, let's take this pig, and we'll walk it up to the State House in Minnesota, and they named him Floyd after Floyd B. Olson, the governor of Minnesota and the Rosedale Farm. So hence, we've got Floyd of Rosedale as the name of the pig.
Minnesota Governor Floyd accepted the hog, named after him, and perhaps at the time, the two figured they'd just wager that same live hog on future games.
The pig was sent off to southwest Minnesota, and he died like 6 or 7 months later because he had come down with some type of disease. So then they formed the trophy, and it's become legendary ever since.
So Floyd of Rosedale became a trophy that the two teams compete for every game since. The story was kept alive within David Flattery's family.
My mother used to drive us by this place as a kid. I grew up in Vincent. She said, that's where pig's from. And she was a Hawkeye.
Years later, when his mother passed, Dave was looking through his mother's items and noticed she had saved newspapers and memorabilia about the famous pig, Floyd of Rosedale from Fort Dodge. Many people had forgotten the story and its roots here.
I felt it was important to create this statue here as a legacy for that story so that story never dies. As you see the plaque over here and everything else, it tells the story of Floyd of Rosedale.
The site of Rosedale Farm is now within the city of Fort Dodge. Today, the 14-foot-tall sculpture of Floyd of Rosedale is here at the corner of 10th Avenue North and 32nd Street, a destination for many football fans and a reminder of the rivalry between the two schools that has taken place for over a century. Traveling the countryside in Fort Dodge, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.